There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number two. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL, and sources say to finish up the hour. First, though, we got a big game coming up tonight. It's a good Monday night game, Rob. I'm excited about it. Buffalo and Tennessee. I tell you what would make things really exciting is if Tennessee wins this game. You know, you got an AFC right now where, you know, it's a lot of teams out there. I mean, obviously, you've got Baltimore looking great. Buffalo's been looking great. You know, I like Tennessee. They haven't looked great yet, but this would move them to 4-2 if they can win this game. I'm not counting out the Chiefs. Chargers look pretty good, even though they got blown away over the weekend. So it's turning out to be an exciting time in the AFC right now. So we'll see what happens tonight. Or even if Buffalo runs away with it, that's going to be interesting, too, because that will have been two good teams they blown out because they blew out Kansas City a week ago. So Josh Allen, you said he's probably in the top five MVP voting at this point, you think, huh?
They've had some big wins, and what their offense has done, Chris, they're outscoring opponents. The last game, the last, you know, when they beat Kansas City, it was 156-41. I mean, obviously their defense is playing real well too, but they're putting up a ton of points.
Yeah, yeah, they're playing well. I think he's right maybe outside the top five or number five, something like that. But he's having a big year. And, of course, Derrick Henry, Rob, 128 yards a game. So it's always fun to watch him run. Old school, old school. But a team, Rob, speaking of old school, when you and I were growing up, they were America's team. They still call them that, but they are because they're popular. They got fans all over the country. But they haven't been America's team, Rob, in truth, in being like a good team for a long time.
You know what they've been? To be honest, they've been South America's team because they always, this season, always go south, you know, at some point. So that's where they've been.
That's pretty
Alex,
good.
Nothing, Alex.
That's one of his better
ones. Funny.
It's not saying a lot. I get it. But it was a pretty good one. I mean, we've heard that one before. That's the thing, Rob. We've heard that several times.
That's okay, though. It's all right.
I chuckled a little bit, but.
You know, I told you, reruns, we watch reruns for 40 years and we still laugh at those lines. It's okay.
You do. You do.
You don't watch reruns.
You watching Golden Girls?
I laugh every night.
When the last time I watched a rerun?
You don't watch reruns anymore? Really?
I mean, it's so much sports we have to watch, you know?
Yeah, but there's sports during the day or during the middle of the
sports and like stuff we tape, my binge watching, my wife and I.
Okay.
That's what we do. If we're not watching sports, we might watch that or news or a movie, you know.
Right, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I haven't watched a sitcom in a while.
Yeah, I still laugh
last
at the
last one
funny
I
part.
Watched regularly, which was a rerun, was King of Queens.
Yeah,
and
that was
I did
the show,
laugh.
Right.
They had me rolling. Yeah.
Right, and you saw the show before.
Know.
You know it's coming.
Seen like six times.
Right, and you know it's coming to joke, and you're like, okay, I can't wait. Okay.
They're professional people, you're
been
a
watching,
wannabe comedian.
I've been watching The Honeymooners.
When you rerun them, they're not funny.
Yeah, it's
Sorry,
funny. And you know, we get new listeners every day, Chris. Somebody didn't hear that. And all somebody right. in their car said, Rob just said that they're South America's team. Funny. Funny.
Craig Melvin liked it.
See,
surprise,
thank you, Craig.
Surprise.
All right.
All right, anyway, Rob, we were talking, I lost my train of thought talking, joking with you.
No, you're just,
right,
you're gaga about the Cowboys. You think they're going to the Super Bowl.
No, I haven't said that, but I've upgraded them, Rob. Before the season, and you'll vouch for me, I said the Dallas Cowboys were going to make the playoffs. I mean, that division's horrible. We thought it was the worst division in football when the season began, and they've done nothing to change our minds. All right. It's a bad division. And we're talking, of course, about the NFC East. Washington 2-4, Philadelphia 2-4, the Giants 1-5, and Danny Dimes, Rob. My goodness, four turnovers.
Let me tell you something. How can they keep running him out there, Chris? Seriously, I get it. Like, it's your player. I mean, is it fair to the rest of the guys? Enough. I can't do it.
I mean, well, what you do? You going? Who's their backup?
Joe Pisarcik. No,
Mike
I'm just
Glenn.
Saying.
You're sticking with this is Gettleman's guy. I think Gettleman's in deep trouble.
Gettleman's in trouble. I mean, how could he not be, Chris? They're horrific.
They are.
They're horrific.
And a lot of this is on him. He's been there long enough to rebuild this. And, you know, in the NFL, Rob, a lot of times if you're great, you rebuild them pretty quickly. And he drafted Daniel Jones to be his quarterback. And he drafted, and I think both you and I were like, what? It's nothing against Saquon Barkley, who's been – let's just keep it real. He hasn't been a tremendous running back. I mean, but he's hurt most of the time. But I don't care if he was Eric Dickerson.
You remember
at this day and age?
They couldn't wait to run Jerry Reese out of there with the Giants, who won the two Super Bowls.
Yep.
And I bet you they'd love to have Jerry Reese back.
They need to be calling Jerry right now. Get him back. You're right. And Gettleman, I think he's in trouble. I don't know if that's going to extend to Joe Judge. You know, you can argue, give him a legit chance, but
it could push him out, like we talked about before. We've seen coaches, Chris, when you know, who have a rookie quarterback who still get broomed out when a new manager comes in.
Like, no doubt, because a new GM might want his own guy. No doubt. But the bottom line is this, and I brought them up for a reason. The one team in that division that's legit, Rob, is Dallas. And look,
My point was they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to have a good record because their schedule's pretty weak. But I didn't think they were a Super Bowl contender. I felt like they were a team that could get a win in the playoffs, but not really challenged to go to the Super Bowl. I'm upgrading them. Now they have a legitimate shot to reach the Super Bowl. I really believe they got the run game, thunder and lightning, Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. They got the passing game. I told you week one, Dak is elite, and he has been elite this season. And when they face a team that doesn't have a great run defense, they run the ball smartly. But when they face a team that can stop you on the ground, that's when they give it to Dak, and he delivers. And he did it again yesterday against a New England team that's not great, but the defense is legit. The defense top 6-7 in the league, and Dak ate him up. 36 for 51, Rob, 445 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. And in overtime, he was fantastic, which has been the par for the course for him. This dude has been delivering in the clutch, Rob. Check this out. In the fourth quarter and overtime, let me get the stat. Here it is. When the game is tied in the fourth quarter and overtime, Rob.
It's funny. When I use this for Steph Curry, you don't want to use this. But now, go ahead. I want to hear this for Dak.
I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, we're talking about a different sport.
Okay. So I'm just talking about? Remember this. Let's mark this tape down, Chris. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. We're talking
mark
about
this
football,
tape,
not basketball. But anyway, when a game is tied in the fourth quarter and overtime. Now, this isn't the last 9 seconds or whatever you like to say with Steph. Dak is completing 79% of his passes, 10.6 yards per attempt, 9 touchdowns, 0 picks, passer rating of 148.3. So he's delivering when it's critical moments, and he's delivering in the bulk of the game.
What's their record during those games in the overtime?
Well, it got to be good because they're 5-1, so I'm sure it's good.
No, I said in the overtime.
I don't know, but it can't be bad. I mean, seriously.
No, I'm asking.
They
I'm
won
curious.
In overtime yesterday.
Yeah,
that's probably their only overtime game. But they've had some close games. Anyway.
Okay. Are you done? Can I talk
No, yet? I'm not done.
Okay, well, go ahead.
The defense is much improved. The defense is much improved. And I'm just saying they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender now. It's packed in the NFC. You got Tampa Bay. You got Dallas now. Green Bay, I'm not overly impressed, but, you know, I'll throw them in there. Obviously, Arizona, really good win, several good wins this year. And so the NFC is packed. But, yeah, those are they're up there, Dallas, and the Rams, of course. But, yeah, go ahead. The mic is yours.
Yes. Only you could come up with this, that they're a Super Bowl contender after beating a 0-4 New England Patriots team at home, beating the terrible Giants, beating Carolina, barely beating a bad Carolina team, which is going the other way, beating a terrible Philadelphia team, being lucky against the Chargers where they took 2 touchdowns off the board.
Did they win?
Dak Prescott had 237 yards. In the game against Carolina, 188. Chris, you're making, as usual, you become the prisoner of the moment.
Hold on, stop.
No, wait. No, let
I'm
me. You have. No, be quiet.
Aaron
let
Rodgers
me,
has one
let me
good
have,
game.
Let
He's
me
the MVP. Ha,
let me have my say. You already, off of that, that's what, the, off of that, you have, you're surmised.
No, off the week.
That they're a Super Bowl. This team has 3 or 4 playoff wins in 25 years. They've had decent seasons. They've gotten off to good starts. They haven't been able to beat the good teams. That's the problem. Even in Dak's case, I'm not making up the numbers. The Cowboys don't normally, Chris, beat good teams. They beat Tampa Bay this year, and they beat the Chargers.
They lost to Tampa Bay.
I mean, they lost. I mean, and they beat the Chargers. So they're 1-1.
Panthers were 3-0.
No, it's where you finished. That
I'm
they
just
it's
saying,
teams that finish over 500, not where you are in the season. Because you could play somebody that's the Lions who are 1-0, and then they finish 1-16, and that doesn't count as a quality win. My point is, I'm not convinced yet, based on the talent that they've played. I'll wait. You can go ahead and put your foot all the way in the water. I'll put my big toe in. It's cold as hell, and I'm not having it yet. The Cowboys, this is what people do. They go crazy about certain teams. They win a few games, and they're ready. Oh, yeah, they're going to the Super Bowl. In that crowded NFC, I'm not buying the Cowboys at this point. That's all.
It's called analysis. All right, you can look at who they beat
wrong.
And all that. Look
your
at the look at
wrong.
The game. Did you watch the? You watched
yes,
the way
I
they
did.
Play.
I was
you
watching
the
it.
Way
I was
play?
At. I was watching the game.
Doubt, you gonna pour water on Dak Prescott?
Chris,
he's
I'm telling
great.
You,
188 yards. Aaron Rodgers threw for like 198 yesterday.
We're not
I believe.
Talking about the
no,
Packers.
But I'm just
we're
saying,
talking about.
You're
talking
gonna
about,
throw out a stat like
no,
he didn't just throw for 445 yesterday.
No,
and
but
he's
I'm telling.
Try to poo-poo their win over the Chargers. They won.
Yeah, but Chris, you know that they didn't play that well. That was a
they
gift.
Won.
Stop it.
That's
you can
like
say
me
that
saying
all
Baltimore
you want.
Didn't play
it's,
well
it's
against
a,
Detroit.
It,
that wasn't
was
a gift.
It was a gift. No,
Baltimore
a 68-yard field goal is not a gift, and a fourth and
first
29
of all, it was 66.
Is not a gift. Fourth and 29 is a
my
gift.
My point is that
no,
a win
they
in
made
the
NFL the play.
Is a win.
No, it's not.
Don't take you can't take the Chargers win away from them.
I'm not
they
taking it away.
Them.
I'm putting it. It's called putting it in perspective. You
what's
gotta have context, Chris.
Rob,
it was a gift. The Chargers. Took two touchdowns off the board and missed two field goals.
Do you
it was
understand?
It was a straight-up gift
okay.
to the Dallas
Why
Cowboys.
Why did the two touchdowns come off the board?
They had penalties.
Oh, maybe like a holding? I don't know what maybe it was a holding. But you know what? If there isn't a hold, maybe they don't score. You ever thought about that? That's why we penalize penalties. Because usually... The
Chris,
penalty is what opens it up and allows you to have a big play.
Chris, how many football games have you watched in your life?
Thousands.
A million, right? A million.
Yeah.
You don't see two touchdowns come off the board in most NFL games. I'm sorry.
Rob, when you make a penalty,
no, I'm asking
it comes
you, how
off.
Many games have you watched this year where two touchdowns came off the board?
What's
it
that?
Doesn't happen.
It's your fault for getting the penalty.
That's
I
not
watched
my
yesterday.
Point.
I watched yesterday with Dallas have 12 penalties, and that's why the game was close.
Chris.
And you can't say that because yesterday was close, they're not legit.
And here
the,
you
New
are.
New England
you're trumpeting Dallas and Dak, all those yards and all that offense, and they still needed overtime to beat a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones on a team that's winless at home. That game
Tom
was in.
Brady
do
needed,
you know what people
needed
were,
a last second field goal?
Well, that's par for the
it
course.
Happens.
That's Tom Brady's career. But
yeah,
when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys, I'm just saying you're making it like they went in and stomped the kid and Bill Belichick. They
it
when Mac Jones threw that touchdown,
them,
people
won.
Were like, "Up oh, there it is, there it go again." Cowboys can't.
But
they just
stomped,
score.
If they had stomped them, you would have said New England's no good. They stomped
they
the Giants.
They are good, but I could at least appreciate the. I could
they
appreciate the win in context. That's all. I just think you're
they
the biggest
the
prisoner of
I'm,
the moment
you can't
on
call
radio.
You are forbidden for calling me a prisoner of the moment because you
are.
Got
you're
on
the
here.
Biggest prisoner
you
of the moment.
You got on here 2 weeks. You got on here after one good Aaron Rodgers game and said, you know what? Stop the presses. Lamar Jackson is not going to be MVP. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. You got a lot of nerve calling me a prisoner of the moment.
Chris, you're the biggest
Aaron
prisoner
Rodgers,
of the moment.
No,
everybody
no, you can
knows
say that
it.
All you want. But the fact is, you're the one, Rob, who got on here and said the guy that's ranked 19th in total yardage. The guy that is averaging 239 yards a game
14
is going to be the MVP.
One pick.
Is
he don't have
in
15 interceptions in his last 15 games.
So he's better than Pat Mahomes? Really?
Yeah, he is. Coming
oh,
off of last
it.
Year? Absolutely.
He ain't even close. He ain't better than Pat
absolutely.
Mahomes.
Absolutely.
He's 19th in the league in
absolutely.
Passing yards.
You're living in the past. You're living in the
I'm
2 years ago.
I'm living in the past.
2 years ago,
so
Patrick
Rob,
Mahomes.
Somebody
you're still
that
on that.
Pat Mahomes
you're still
leads
on
the league
that.
In touchdowns.
Chris, by one touchdown, and he leads. And how many picks does he have?
He ain't leading Aaron Rodgers by one touchdown.
How many
touchdown?
Picks does he have?
He leading Aaron Rodgers by five.
How many picks does he have?
He's leading Aaron Rodgers by five, Rob.
How many picks does he have?
He got some picks.
Yeah, all right.
He's leading Aaron Rodgers by six.
He got so many picks.
More touchdowns.
Stop it. He has all these picks. He ain't having the year you think he is.
Your boy, 239 yards a game.
He ain't
Stop
my
it.
Boy. Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback I ever saw throw the football.
We all know you love him. Mac Jones is averaging more yards a game than Aaron Rodgers.
Is it yards or is it about wins? Is it about yards or wins?
How you like them apples?
Yeah, okay. You could have all those empty stats.
Mac Jones.
All those empty stats.
Empty
just like
stats.
Just like
yards are not empty. Stats.
Yes,
they're only
are.
Empty
yes,
when they
are.
Come in a
I watched Matthew Stafford for 11
empty.
Years
That's
throw
one
empty
example.
Yards, empty stats. I've seen it.
That's like saying all points are empty points if you don't win. It's not true. Empty yards are empty stats when they come out and blow out losses. All right, that's it. Pat Mahomes ain't getting blown out in losses. His yards mean something. And Mac Jones's have meant something. Anyway, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in. Is Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, are they legitimate Super Bowl contenders? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities. Rob just visited. Las Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. .com 877-99 on Fox. Quickly, are the Cowboys Super Bowl contenders or pretenders? Your turn to weigh in.
Keith in New Orleans, join the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, listen, Colin Cowherd calls Iowa the fake ID of college football. The Dallas Cowboys are the fake ID of the NFL. These guys don't beat anybody. As soon as they get tested, they crumble. I'm looking forward to seeing a team that has comparable talent that they're going to go against, because they're going to lose. Because why? That's what the Cowboys do. Anytime you put faith in them, they let you down. You know, so they are cotton candy. They just calories.
Were the Chargers comparable?
The Chargers, they got worn out yesterday in Baltimore, man. I mean, we don't know what the Chargers are at this point. I mean,
they beat Kansas City, the Raiders, and Cleveland.
We don't know what those teams are yet. We don't know about Cleveland, and we don't know about the Raiders. They might both finish under 500.
Well, now they've been pretty good.
I mean, they are. I mean, listen, they have talent, but we don't know what they are yet, because the Chargers have a history.
But they beat a good team in the Chargers so far. From what we see right now, they were a good team, right? So your whole little spiel was cute, Keith, but it was wrong.
Keith, you're right on the money.
So get back to the drawing board.
Like,
Keith,
it's always the same old prisoner of the moment. What happened
get
yesterday
back to the
is the greatest
board.
Thing
I know
that ever
Mr.
happened.
Prisoner of the moment.
Forget
ain't
about
talking.
The
Aaron Rodgers. Oh my gosh.
25 years.
Oh my gosh.
Forget about the 25
Aaron Rodgers
years.
Had a good game. He's gonna beat
Chris
forget
will
Lamar.
Be like, well,
forget
I thought
Lamar.
They were. Well, I
Aaron Rodgers. Oh my gosh. He completed 10 passes.
I thought they were. When they beat Mac Jones and the Patriots in New England, I thought they were going to the Super Bowl.
Aaron threw for 255 yards against Detroit. He's going to be the MVP. That was the game that convinced Rob Parker that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP.
Relax.
And you calling me the prisoner of the moment? Stop it.
14 touchdowns, one pick since game one. Well, you were
actually
writing them off.
I don't know what you're talking about, because he's got 12 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So what do you mean? He's got 12 touchdowns on the season. Where are you getting this 14 from?
You and everybody else.
Can you answer that? You're giving out false numbers.
But no, he scored 2 running, Chris. You know, every touchdown is not what you call it.
We're talking about
how is that fake?
He's
no.
A quarterback
those
that
are quarterback
the
numbers that they
but
count just like Lamar. No, I said since week 1.
Okay,
he has 14 touchdowns
in
1
week 1. You don't
yes,
throw out week 1.
It is. Yes, he
no,
had a terrible
you
day
don't
at the office.
Out week 1. It counts, Rob.
No.
It's on the record, all right? It counts. We got Rob Woodson coming up next.
Oh, you're making a fake number. Where do you get 14 and 1?
Our man, Ralph Irvin. Can I, Rob? I'm trying to give information here. Rob Woodson is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's our man, the Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, Mr. Rod Woodson. What's up, man?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
We are good. Let's start with one of your former teams, the Raiders. Now, we know all the turmoil they went through. Were you impressed by what they did to Denver coming off the whole thing with John Gruden?
Absolutely. I mean, they just – all that mess, all that craziness, all in their heads, and how they got through that. And they really, that's probably the best game they played in several years. I mean, like total, like offense, defense, special teams. Everything seemed like it was clicking. Everybody was in tune with each other. I mean, that was a really good performance in what they showed. I mean, it was, I was really proud of them, how Derek performed, how all the guys performed. It was really, really amazing.
Rod, I think we had you on right as that thing was happening, right before he actually stepped down, and I think we were trying to get a feel for it, and it didn't happen until after our interview with you. What was your take, just or your reaction when we had just talked about it?
Right.
And remember that, and then I said, I think he's done, and then like 10 minutes later, he resigned. What was your take on that?
Yeah, you know, it was shocking, disappointing in the language that he used. And I can say this with a fact. He's not the only head coach to feel that way, but he's probably the only head coach to put it in an email. Even though he wasn't the head coach at the time, but he still put it in the NFL email, and that's their server. So they're going to keep all that information. So, you know, that's unfortunate. You know, I think, you know, it sounded like Mark didn't want to get rid of him, but I think they made the right decision overall. And you never know. Sometimes this can be a catalyst to bring a team together, and they can play glued together through and through just because of that. And, you know, I think time will tell. It's still early in the season. This is a 17-game season. It's the first time that's ever happened in NFL history. So it's still a long year, but I really like what I saw from them just overall and how they played together, how they came together.
Rod, what do you think of the Cowboys? Obviously, they're playing well, but some keep looking at Mike McCarthy's clock management. Do you think that'll come back to bite him? Like, do you think he's – what do you think of him as a coach? I mean, there are some that think he could hold him back, or they may win despite him, but he's really not doing anything. What's your take on him?
I'm not going to get into what I think, if he's a great coach or not. I know one thing. That quarterback, Dak, man, he is balling out, man. He is, you know, I think between Dak and Lamar Jackson right now is player of the year candidates. Those guys are one and two, and I can't say which one is 1A, 1B, but those guys are playing at such a high level, and without them – they would not be winning. And we saw that last year with Dallas. You know, we saw last year where Lamar didn't play at his best, especially throwing the football the way he's throwing his football right now this year, just how important those guys are to their franchises and their football teams. Without those two quarterbacks, they would not be winning.
What do you think of Lamar breaking the record of Dan Marino, 35 wins under the age of 25? You know, what he's put together, a unanimous MVP. We knew he could run the ball. He's special. Now he's throwing. He threw for 442 yards and 441 yards a couple weeks ago. I mean, has he progressed beyond what you thought he would from when he started?
Yeah, no. In throwing the football, absolutely. I think he's relaxed a little bit. He's letting it sling, kind of like he did at Louisville. At the end of the day, I think sometimes guys put so much pressure on them, and they might want to – they can say they don't hear the outside noise. They can say they don't hear the criticism about what their weaknesses are. But they do a little bit. But I think at the end of the day, he just had to relax, calm down, because he could throw the football. I saw it. I mean, if we all watched him at Louisville, he could sling that rock at Louisville. So I just think that we see the growth that what he has in the pocket, out of the pocket. What I really love about him and what he showed this past week is that he can get out of the pocket and he's still looking down the field to throw the rock. But he can make you miss in space. He still can hit that X button at any point and still make you embarrass you, you know, on TV. But he's been very patient of throwing the football down the field and looking down the field where the first couple years, once he got out of the pocket, oh, he was gone. He was running. He wasn't even looking down the field. So I like that growth in him. I like the way they played, and I like the way Dak is playing. I mean, those two guys are, in my mind, are the leading candidates for the league MVP.
Cleveland, they're banged up. Nick Chubb was out Sunday, and they got blown out by Arizona. Kareem Hunt got hurt. Baker Mayfield re-aggravated his shoulder injury. They play Thursday against Pittsburgh, and they're 3-3 right now. How do you think they're in pretty deep trouble at this point?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have – first of all, Chubb is my starting running back for my fantasy team, so my fantasy team is screwed. He was giving me about 18 to 25 a game, so my fantasy team more likely will lose this week. But, you know, obviously I think – they need their running game, you know, and if Hunt and Chubb are hurt, man, and if Baker came back in and played, and I think he's a tough, gritty guy. I think he'll play, but he's not that guy that's going to throw like Dak. Right. You know, Dak had, 51 attempts, 36 for 51 for 454 yards or something like that, three touchdowns. That's not who Baker Mayfield is. So if they can't run the football, that's a lot of pressure on him. And it's really a lot of pressure on the defense to play better than what they've played in the last several weeks.
Right, and you mentioned Dak. Early in his career, Dak wasn't that guy either. He was more of a game manager, and he grew into the guy that can carry you with his arm. Do you think Baker will grow into that guy, or you think, nah, this is pretty much who he is. He's a game manager. He's got some moxie. He's tough, but he's not ever really going to be that guy that can just throw for 400 yards when necessary.
You know, everybody has talent, but what Chuck Noll told me back in 1987, and it still is true today, the game is still played 2-1 mental to physical. And the guys who can take what's given to them through their self-study, through their film study, through their coaches' game plans, and apply that back in every practice and every game and have that game kind of slow down for them, those guys separate themselves from the average players to the great players. So he does have the talent. He is talented. But he has to get to a point where he's very comfortable and not making those air things, like when he was holding on to the ball a little bit too long, he's trying to get it out of the pocket, then he got a strip sack, right? The ball gets over, he turns it over last week. Those type of plays, you can't, as the leader of the football team, yes, those things happen, I get it. But then he has to also make better decisions when throwing the football, in his reads, in his progression. He has to make faster decisions. And then when he doesn't feel that, he can still make those unscheduled plays with his feet because he is talented enough to get out of the pocket and make first downs with his feet. So the talent is there. Now we just got to see if he progresses to that point. Can he? Yes, he can. Will he? I do not know.
All right, that's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. We appreciate it, brother, as always.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man.
Yes, all right,
sir.
My man. We thank you.
Appreciate you.
The hottest segment in radio sports talk is next. Sources say, iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by one of your favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Sources say it's now.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we put Chris and Rob's 186 years of journalism experience to the test. To see if tell the difference between a good source and a bad source, if I were to say, like, my sources say that the Tennessee Titans tried to pull off the Music City Miracle again on Monday Night Football, but it was terrible. It did not work out.
Well, it was a decent play for
them. Yeah, until they were, like, 4 yards past the line of scrimmage when he threw the pass.
Well, other than that, I mean, it looked good till the penalty, right?
Yeah. So, did not work out. Yeah. All right, guys. So let's get right to it. Story number one. My sources say that Nick Saban has a golf ball-sized bruise on his forearm after Texas A&M fans stormed the field after they beat Alabama a couple of weeks ago. Rob, my source is good.
I'm going to say yes. It looked like there was stuff going on there. Yes.
I do think that's true.
Bro.
I see you guys saw that one. Okay.
I didn't see it, but it sounds true.
Story.
It sounded true. Okay.
I knew they stormed the field.
Yes.
Story number two. My sources say that a Bengals player by the name of Jackson Carmen threw up in the middle of the game on Sunday, and he attributed to bad food from M&M's restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say false.
They just opened that restaurant, M&M. It's false. Somebody whispered in his ear that the Lions had only won one playoff game since 1957, and that's when he blew chunks. No.
Bro.
No, he did not.
Wow,
that is not
you said
true.
It, Rob. Like, that is you knew. Were you just what? Trying to defend the restaurant?
He threw up in the middle of the game, and then
but there's no way
someone
he blamed
asked
it on their spaghetti.
And he blamed it on that restaurant.
That's terrible. That's awful. How does he know it's that?
That dude's about to get dissed at the
maybe
next
that was
M&M
the last thing he ate.
He's going to make a diss track.
I don't know.
I mean, was it spaghetti when it came out? Was
I don't
it still
know.
I'm just asking.
I can't tell you.
I don't want to know. Let's move on.
All right.
Story. They can sometimes tell you what you just had, you know? Okay.
Story number three. My sources say that UFC Hall of Famer Ronda Rousey caused quite a stir this week on social media when she posted a photograph of her topless self breastfeeding her young child because she says she wants to normalize breastfeeding in public.
Wow.
Rob, my source is good.
I'm going to say false, but it's funny you said a topless, how do you breastfeed with clothes on? I mean, wouldn't she not have
well, there are
on?
Some people that use like a blanket or something to cover oh. the baby.
She, did she know. Use something?
No, she was full on out. Sources
you say
good
she's
or not?
Short,
I'm going to say false.
I think that's true.
Bro.
So she was, wow.
And that's like a thing nowadays. You'll see a lot more women, especially celebrities, trying to make it more socially acceptable to
like just
allow that
naked,
to
topless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she'll have.
I mean, I've seen women with a blanket, you know.
Yeah, but without bothering to use the blanket, correct?
Wow.
It makes
you see
it
that
makes
in
you,
LA a lot.
It makes you want to date a wet nurse. You know
oh
what I'm saying?
My
when you see those
goodness, Rob Parker.
See what I mean? Creepy. And you jumping on Terry Bradshaw.
What? I don't work with the wet nurse. I just want to date her.
All right. All sticking right. in the UFC, my sources say that Nate Diaz, you guys remember him.
Who?
He is, okay. You know, he's the guy, who, you know Nate Diaz. The Stockton slap. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. He fought with Conor.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So he's under a little bit of hot water after he allegedly punched a DJ in the face and broke his nose while on vacation in Rome. Rob Parker, are my sources good?
False.
I think that's false.
You sit on a throne.
Because it was
lies.
McGregor.
You see?
Nice try.
Chris is doing
yeah,
his
that.
Homework.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I
unbelievable.
Just knew that story. I knew that.
Okay. Okay.
Is this over?
No, we got like another minute okay. and a half. We got a minute.
Get the bongos ready.
Time.
He
just
wants
saying.
The show to be over. He thinks he's doing the Jim Rome show. Go ahead.
All right.
What?
So let me see here. I think it's 3-1, if I have this correctly.
No, yep. 2-1. 3? Wait,
two?
He only got one.
I'm up by one. I mean,
okay,
it's
2-1.
I'm
okay.
up by
yeah.
one.
I marked the wrong one. All right, here we go.
See how honest I am?
Yeah,
all right. I could have easily been like, yeah, it's 3-1.
In what
yeah, but you last year during the pigskin pickoff, you act like you don't remember the losses you had. But go ahead.
No, because Rob lost it. Rob G
go ahead,
lost the
Rob
whole
G.
thing.
Tell
proving
him, Rob.
Proving
up time.
That Hollywood is really running out of stories. My sources say that Paramount Pictures has just signed a deal to tell the Cedric Sabalo story chronicling his rise through the NBA and culminating with his bout with COVID.
Wow.
Rob Parker, are my sources good?
I just, that's got to be false. No disrespect to Cedric. Great guy, played in Detroit. I got to know him, but really, like, that's a Hollywood screenplay? Did he die from it? He didn't die. What?
Right.
I'm sorry, that's false.
I'm totally with Rob. And I love Cedric, too. Shout out to the Serving Spoon. I saw him up there in L.A., you know, when I was out there.
5 years ago. No, go ahead.
It was a while ago. Yeah. It was whenever, you know. But, that, Rob, you said it. Like, the Cedric Sabalo story? Really?
If you say this is true, Rob G.
It might be true just because you know, it sounds so crazy, but I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Say, who is it? Are they doing something or
no? They're not. So what you're saying is you wish he would have died so they can make the movie.
No, Rob G, enough.
The fact that he lived means they can't make the movie.
Listen, guys. Listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.